You're listening to. You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
Next on the Lucky Rock, somebody who's new to the show, a very special guest who considers himself an authority on just about everything. In fact, that's his name. Please welcome the Authority.
Gandalf, son of Mordor, I will help you throw off your unthinking ways.
Who?
That's what this voice is. It's what they do in the Lord of the Rings when they speak with authority. So I figured, why not?
At least cut the echo.
Fair enough.
All right, buddy. You fancy yourself an authority on all things. So I'll throw out a few controversial subjects, and I just want to get your authoritative opinion on them.
Wonderful. Go ahead, Mr. Lucky Rock. I am here as the authority.
Let's start with global warming. What do you think?
Yes, global warming is an incontrovertible fact. No one in their right mind would deny it. The evidence is overwhelming.
But what about the thousands of climate scientists who question everything from human involvement in global warming to the very way we even measure global warming?
They are a bunch of morons. They know nothing about how the atmosphere works.
But they study the atmosphere for a living. And recent fossil evidence shows that the sun and the stars probably have more to do with global warming than we do.
That is wrong. The authority has spoken.
Wonderful. Let's try something else, a little less controversial. Evolution versus intelligent design.
Those people are morons!
The intelligent design people.
Yes, they are morons! They know nothing of science. We have evolved. The evidence is overwhelming.
Okay, you keep using that phrase, the evidence is overwhelming, but you haven't actually cited any facts.
The evidence is incontrovertible.
All right, Mr. Authority. Before you cut in on me again.
Yes?
Just want to ask you, big problem for evolution, something called the Cambrian Explosion, a huge event in the fossil record. All of a sudden, you've got tons of new body plans and the information to build them. It's something that natural selection just doesn't do. It doesn't make leaps like that.
Sure, natural selection does that. It's called punctuated equilibrium, where librium is equally punctuated. No, hold on a minute. Where equilibrium is punctuated by big leaps in evolution.
But we're talking three times as many body plans as we have today in a very short time frame. That's not how natural selection works.
Yes, well, people can distort science to deny almost anything, even the Holocaust.
Oh, wait a minute. You're telling me that if I question evolution on scientific grounds, I might as well be denying the Holocaust?
That is correct. The authority has spoken.
All right, let's try one more controversial subject and then we'll let you get out of here.
Go ahead. I am always ready. They don't call me the authority for nothing.
How about stem cells?
Yes, we should allow both research on adult lines and embryonic lines of stem cells.
Well, I don't have a problem with the research using the adult lines of stem cells, but I do have a problem with the embryonic stem cell research.
You don't care about the people dying of horrible diseases that can be cured by embryonic stem cell research?
No, I care about them enough not to sell them a bill of goods and tell them the embryonic holds promise. All the breakthroughs have come from the adult stem cell research. And most important, I'm not going to sign off on the destruction of human life.
Even to save other lives?
But it's not about saving lives. It's about let's make everything political and let's destroy one form of human life in order to maybe sort of someday perhaps save another. Which of course sets up a nice system of survival of the fittest a la Hitler, and which was behind the eugenics movement in America in the early 20th century.
That is wrong! My good friend Michael J. Fox told me so!
Michael J. Fox? Why is he the authority?
He's on TV! That makes him perhaps the ultimate authority!
So we should just take Michael J. Fox's word for it and not question anything?
The authority has spoken!
You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.